FAA approves world's first electric flying car for testing. By Amy Furr on July 2, 2023. A California-based company, Aleph Aeronautics, is building a flying electric car that now has approval for testing. The company said the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, has granted its certification to begin testing the car on the road and in the air, Fox Business reported Saturday. Although it remains in the experimental phase, the company is taking pre-orders, according to USA Today. The outlet also shared an image of the sleek, black vehicle called Model A. The low-speed fully electric car can be driven up to 200 miles on roadways and also launch vertically into the air and boasts a flying range of 110 miles, the Fox report said. Designed to drive on the street, take off vertically when needed and fly overhead above traffic, we're building the solution to the issues of modern congestion, according to the Aleph website. The car is able to fly forward while the driver and cabin are stabilized with a gimbal rotating cabin design, per the company. The price tag for the car that is able to carry two people is expected to be approximately $300,000, the Fox report continued. An FAA spokesperson told Fox Business it issued a special airworthiness certificate for the Armada Model Zero aircraft on June 12, 2023. This certificate allows the aircraft to be used for limited purposes, including exhibition, research and development. This is not the first aircraft of its kind for which the FAA has issued a special airworthiness certificate. Officials with the FAA are reportedly working to develop policies for takeoffs and landings of such cars. Deliveries of the vehicles are expected to start in 2025, according to USA Today. Aleph CEO Jim Duchovny said the certification allows us to move closer to bringing people an environmentally friendly and faster commute, saving individuals and companies hours each week. This is a one small step for planes, one giant step for cars. Meanwhile, in June, the House Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing on how President Joe Biden's push for green energy and electric cars was hurting Americans, Breitbart News reported. In their joint statement, Chair Kathy McMorris Rodgers, RWE, and Environment, Manufacturing, and Critical Materials Subcommittee Chair Bill Johnson, RO, said. His rush to green policies are hurting middle and low-income families the most. The Environmental Protection Agency's EPA, recent regulatory efforts to advance this radical agenda, particularly on the kind of cars Americans can drive and the fuels they can use, risk further disrupting fuel markets and increasing transportation costs. Breitbart News has covered extensively the political, economic, and safety issues surrounding electric vehicles.